This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl
and Heather
and Chris.
And Chris, I've got a question for you.
Shoot.
Well, no, I'm not going to shoot, but I will ask the question.
Too soon.
Definitely too soon. Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
Yes.
It's something that not very many people in the United States had ever heard of until they heard of a man by the name of Edward Snowden.
Yes.
So can you very briefly describe who Edward Snowden is and
sure.
why Section 702 is important?
Sure. So Edward Snowden was a contractor. He was working for another company, but he did work for the NSA, and that gave him his job.
Booz Allen Hamilton, I believe, was the contractor.
Right.
He also worked for, I think it was Dell and a couple of other large companies that were contracted to do work for the NSA.
Correct. So
that being the National Security Agency, the spying branch of the United States federal government.
Well, one of the spying branches. The NSA has always been delegated to
domestic spying branch.
Well, thank you, because that's what they've turned into, but they weren't created to do that. They were created to collect what is called SIGINT, or Signals Intelligence.
Yes.
And LIN, Electronic Intelligence, and things like that. So basically listening for radio signals and doing things like that. Not really the HUMINT, which is human intelligence. Not running spies. That's always been the purview of, like, the CIA.
Well, humans use electrical things and radio things, so therefore...
Nope, that's not how it works when you describe different portions of our intelligence apparatus. So, again, it was very narrowly focused. SIGINT...
Supposed to
be, right. So Edward Snowden in 2013 comes out.
Yes.
And he basically absconded with a whole lot of documentation from the NSA. He, I think, did that for moral reasons.
Yes.
And he tried to determine the best way to get the news out. What he elected to do was to contact a couple of journalists that...
Greenwald and Laura Poitras.
Correct.
Poitras being a documentarian.
Right.
Greenwald being a journalist at the time working for The Guardian.
Correct. He contacted a couple of these journalists that he respected, and basically said, here's a treasure trove. I want you to review this before you release anything and do it in a responsible manner,
yes.
Which I think they more or less have done. Unless you're the U.S. government and then you think the whole thing's irresponsible and everybody associated with this is a criminal. So Edward Snowden was first a whistleblower. He saw that the U.S. government was doing things that were illegal. Illegal means, and if you report it, that means
you're...
And immoral. That means you're being a whistleblower. What the Obama administration spun it as was, well, no, he's a traitor, he's a spy, he's everything like that. And regardless of whether we were doing things illegal, it's technically not whistleblowing to us.
Because secrets.
Right.
These things were secret, and we didn't want you knowing about them, so therefore he exposed our secrets, so therefore traitor.
Yeah, so lots of highly classified information got out into the public sector, and it's revealed a lot of things. I imagine almost everyone listening to this is on some form of social media, be it Facebook or Twitter or Instagram,
Reddit,
anything
Tumblr.
Else, Reddit, Tumblr. All of that information, everything you type, everything you've ever typed, has been sucked up into the NSA for analysis for keywords and things like that under the PRISM program. That was just one of them. There's all these different keyworded programs that the NSA has done.
Right, and the claim is that PRISM and all of these other programs were authorized by this Section 702 that is apparently, once again, up for reauthorization. Because, you know, there are some things that wind up having sunset date, you know, right. expiration date, sunset provisions, and Section 702 being one of them. And there's the claim by the NSA of, well, we're just going to have to shut down doing everything because we don't know if Congress is going to reauthorize or not. And there was the claim, what was it, last year with the USA Freedom Act,
right,
that the NSA wasn't going to spy on anybody ever again, ever, 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 but it really just shifted a lot of the spying over sure. to Verizon and AT&T and the, you know, alphabet agencies that actually run the telephones. But now there's an article from Reuters that a bipartisan group of people in Congress rolled out some legislation to what they're reporting here as overhaul certain aspects of the warrantless surveillance program in an effort to install additional privacy protections. And then there's a competing bill that would just blanket reauthorize Section 702.
Right.
And we've got articles on both of these. Again, your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE.
Do you think it's kind of, though, like, I don't know, a double-edged sword, just using social media and, like, the internet in general for, like, any type of communication between people?
Oh,
because
it's
like, how,
yeah.
how do you trust, like, the owner of Facebook or the owner of your cell phone company,
don't.
You know, that you have Verizon, you have AT&T? How do you
Give
trust them
one.
Any more than government?
I don't trust them either.
So it's kind of like, even if they weren't spying, it's like, you don't know, like, I mean, I was thinking about this the other day when I was using Facebook Messenger, and, like, I realized I haven't actually used my phone to text anybody in a really, really long time, because Facebook Messenger is what I use primarily
right.
to talk to most of the people that I communicate with.
Mm-hmm.
So my phone company now has less of my conversations, you know, and Facebook's got them all now. So it's kind of like it shifted where, like, all of my content went from my phone
right.
company to my social media company.
Sure.
And it's like, you know, I don't
But the
really
NSA
know.
Has all of it either way.
Exactly.
Right.
And I don't know the NSA any more than I know the crew behind Facebook. So as far
right.
as I'm concerned.
Right. But the difference is Facebook can't show up to your house with, you know, guys with handcuffs and criminal charges because something
they
that
could
you...
be best friends with guys with handcuffs.
Well,
I don't
are.
Know that. I mean, they're big money hustlers, you know. I'm sure they've got government in their back pocket.
Right. That's the thing, though. But it's not going to be Facebook police. It's going to be, you know, your local police, the FBI. And what's that Fourth Amendment say there, Chris, about protected from unreasonable searches and seizures? So, like,
something
government
like
should
that,
not
yeah.
be able to. Just because Facebook keeps a copy of it doesn't mean that the NSA should be able to see a copy of it.
Right. So let's talk about the theory about why they're collecting all this stuff. The theory was that this will keep you, the American people, safe. That's the idea behind it. And what they were going to do, what they claimed they were going to do was... No, we're not going to actually listen in on Heather's actual Facebook Messenger. We're just going to collect metadata. We're going to say who she talked to and what time did she talk to them and all this
right.
stuff. And this is an allegation. They say they're not collecting the full data set, but it would be foolish to get all that and not do it, so I don't believe them.
Right, but you can also tell more about someone based solely on the metadata than you can the conversations, because conversations, especially if it's discussion about something illegal, there's going to be various coded language that gets used
yeah.
to where somebody might talk about a piece of pizza or a cup of coffee when they're actually talking about some illegal substance.
I thought we were talking Pizzagate.
No.
That was kind of exciting there.
No.
Yeah,
but
you're absolutely
but if
right.
If you look and you see, oh, wait a second, she only calls this person after 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
Oh, this must be somebody she hooks up with.
Right.
Oh, she then called the doctor.
Right, what are you trying to insinuate, Daryl?
There have actually been studies
yeah.
that where people have signed up for, oh, yeah, go ahead, look at my metadata. And the professor that did the study found out that one woman was having, you know, some kind of fling with somebody. She then called her mother every morning for like a week and then called Planned Parenthood.
Right.
And then had an abortion.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
DinoVite.com.
I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the rescue dog is Happy the healthy dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dog the chance at a new start with Dinovite. It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about the NSA surveillance. Because, well, Section 702 is up for reauthorization, and there are a couple of competing proposals in D.C., one of them to some kind of way limit a little bit, kind of maybe a little bit, teensy little bit, what the NSA can do, and another to just outright reauthorize, and yep, go ahead, take all the info you want. We'll get back into that in just a second, but maybe you're concerned about your finances, and you want a better financial system, not just for yourself, but for everyone. If so, consider joining Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It can be private. It is easy. The fees are low and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. So join Dash and help build a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go right now to Dash.org and find out why. So back to the discussion about Section 702, the spying. And, Chris, you had brought up that some of this that's being collected by the NSA, well, it's just metadata. We're not, you know, logging every word that is said in a telephone call. We're just collecting the metadata.
Right.
But, again, you can find out so much about somebody based solely on the metadata. And one of the examples that I've heard numerous times from a professor, I believe from Stanford University in California, where he was doing a study, he had people's permission to look at the metadata, figured out that one of the female participants was having a fling with somebody. And he then, based on, again, there was a telephone number that she only ever called after 11 o'clock at night. And then there was a telephone number that she called several times a day that he was able to determine is her mother. And then there was a couple of days where very early in the morning she called a doctor, and then she wound up calling Planned Parenthood, and he was able to determine she got pregnant, had an abortion.
Right.
All of that from metadata alone, never listened to a word of any conversation.
Right. And that... Excuse me, that's only part of it. I mean, now that AI is becoming more powerful, more and more information will be able to be determined from metadata. So
right.
it'll get really crazy.
The like margin of error, you know what I mean? Like
irrelevant because it's the government.
Right. And what the federal government did, was it 2013 or 2014 where they requested from, I believe it was Reuters, might have been the Associated Press, hell, could have been both of them, requested phone logs for like a 3-month period because one of the reporters was doing an in-depth report about terrorism.
Right.
And, well, if you're doing an in-depth report about terrorism, who are you going to call? A terrorist.
Right.
And because one reporter had contact with someone alleged to be a terrorist, the federal government wanted info on who everybody at this news agency had called. And that is not only, you know, like blurring the lines of freedom of the press and journalistic integrity and journalists being able to protect their sources, but it's also just a blatant infringement on the whole, you know, Fourth Amendment.
I kind of thought about that earlier when I was reading an article with some information on the Vegas shooting that it cited something that said that they got their information from an official, like a law enforcement official that agreed to talk on the condition of
anonymity.
Yep. Whatever.
Right.
But then it made me think, like, right, when these officials talk with the press, and then the press writes these articles, and then other law enforcement doing the investigation, when they go to them, can they be like, you have to tell me now who said something? Or what power does the press have to keep their sources anonymous?
There are, and I don't have the cases in front of me, but there's a lot of case history that journalists have the ability, nay, the duty, to protect their anonymous sources. There was a journalist, I think it was Sterling or Silver,
okay,
that there have been people of both names that wound up going to jail for various things dealing with protecting sources. But there was the one journalist specifically, I believe, from the New York Times that was protecting a source, and he wound up spending 18 months in prison while some trial was going on. He was not accused of anything. He was being locked up because he would not reveal a source.
Right.
And then ultimately the judge said, yeah, he's not going to reveal the source, so just let him out.
So let's talk a little bit about what 702 is supposed to be doing right now.
Yes.
And 702... it got tweaked a little bit in 2007 and 2008 with the FISA amendments. But what it's supposed to do is it's supposed to allow the U.S. Attorney General and the Director of National Intelligence, and Director of National Intelligence is that newly created position after 9/11, so that all of the intelligence agencies, the entire intelligence community, all reports up the same chain. It's supposed to streamline and make sure that information flows back and forth, so
right,
everybody because, knows what's going on. That was a big problem with 9/11.
Right. Well, one of the claims prior to 9/11 was that the FBI didn't talk to the NSA, who didn't talk to the CIA, who didn't
right.
talk to the marshals, who didn't talk to this agency, who didn't talk to that agency, so on and so forth for all, what is it, like 21 different intelligence agencies?
Sure.
And why is it that, you know, a supposed free country has 21 intelligence agencies?
To protect our freedom. One other thing on this, and under that, like, again, the Attorney General and the DNI, Director of National Intelligence, may jointly authorize surveillance of persons who are, quote, not U.S. persons. Now, U.S. persons was a creation they came up with. It's a term of art in the intelligence community that means people who are not only American citizens, but it also is supposed to cover permanent resident aliens.
And U.S. nationals.
Right. So those people, like Daryl and I and Heather, are allegedly free of any surveillance under 702.
Unless we have a connection to someone who has a connection to
correct.
Someone.
So now we get to play the game 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, where if a friend of a friend happens to know somebody who knows somebody else, then they can make these connections and they can then authorize, because of this sort of two-hop rule, that you now fall under their surveillance. So, you know, it's sort of that thing, you know.
To give another example without, you know, clouding it under the word terrorism, let's say that your next-door neighbor's best friend robs a bank, and now you're a suspect.
Right.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on Section 702? Should it die in a fire?
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And maybe you don't actually want to call in live because maybe you get intimidated by the host. Or maybe you don't listen live. Maybe you don't live in one of the places where you can listen on the radio and you want to, you know, listen later. Well, there is the on-demand listen line, and that listen line has the ability for you to leave a message. Going to give you a number real quick. Write it down, unless you're driving, and then keep your hands on the wheels. 641-793-9660. That's 641-793-9660. And it's not just Free Talk Live that's on this audio on-demand listen line. It's all of the live programming from the Liberty Radio Network. So Free Talk Live, Declare Your Independence, The Freedom Fiends, The Angel Clark Show, plus several others. Again, 641-793-9660. There's a menu at the beginning. You select which show you want to listen to. And again, if you want to leave a message, because let's say you're listening at 2 o'clock in the morning, yeah, just press 0, because otherwise nobody's going to be there to answer the call. So, speaking of calls, let's go to Skype, where we've got Stefan calling in from Ohio. Stefan, you're on with Daryl, Heather, and Chris. What's on your mind?
I can understand why some people would be intimidated by the host. I just saw you throwing your fist at Chris a second ago.
Oh, you watch.
Oh, so that means you're watching the cam at cam.freetalklive.com. No, so I was joking with Chris. We're both in a fantasy football league. And I said, I forgot, Chris. We can't be friends this weekend because, you know, we're fighting.
I have PTSD from all Daryl's in-studio violence. So I'm glad somebody else noticed.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I was going to discuss the controversy that's going around now over supposed, you know, bump stocks. I'm sure you've heard about this today.
Yep.
No, wait, what?
I have.
Yeah, I heard some of this. So quick, Stefan, what is a bump stock? And if you don't give the proper definition, I know Chris will correct you.
Well, you know, I always knew them as slide fire stocks. Basically, it's a piece of plastic. It's an extension to the stock of your AR-15, goes over the buffer tube, and it slides back and forth. And when you press your finger over the trigger and pull the gun forward, the recoil will cause the thing to shake, and it simulates fully automatic fire while not being fully automatic fire.
Right. That was an absolutely great description of what a bump stock is. So basically what it is, your finger kind of stays in one position, but
and the gun moves.
The gun moves back. So as the gun moves back, then it causes the trigger to be pulled by your stationary finger. And then as it moves forward and pulls back again, it fires again. And it'll do this very, very rapidly. The reason that this has never been considered an illegal attachment to a firearm is because the definition of a fully automatic weapon is if I depress the trigger and hold it, bullets will continue to go out until the magazine is empty.
Yeah.
With this, it requires a pull of the trigger for every firing of a round that comes out of the chamber.
It just makes that faster
it
and
makes
easier.
It can make it really, really fast. So this is one of those things that innovators came up with to say, how can we come up with a way to give the speed of automatic fire while playing within all these stupid rules that are set up through the National Firearms Act and things like that?
So what's the controversy around it?
The controversy is apparently, supposedly, the Vegas shooter had used one of these. Now, I have many reasons as to why I think he probably did not use a slide fire stock. But basically, what Congress is even saying, and there seems to be bipartisan support for this, is, well, in 1986, we passed the Hughes Amendment to the National Firearms Act, and we banned fully automatic weapons, and this just converts, they're framing it like it converts a gun to be full auto.
Which it doesn't.
And what I'm concerned about is if they go ahead and take this route, it's going to court because they're going to have to change the definition of fully automatic.
Right.
There are no springs in it. It just slides back and forth kind of loosely. And in fact, you know, in my experience, they are massively unreliable. I don't know how somebody could stand at a window and use one of these things when it's hard enough to stand up and use one normally.
Right. I've seen some videos, yeah.
You know what's interesting is I heard actually on the radio coming in tonight that one of the arguments people always make with shootings like this is that it's because of gun control, the government wants gun control or whatever. But ironically, I guess, after this most recent shooting, gun sales were higher than they've been in like a really, really long time, I guess. And there were some manufacturers that were literally sold out of like certain ammunition and stuff like that just because these events trigger such high demand for more ammunition and more guns. So it's kind of contradictory to the whole gun control. You could argue, hey, maybe the manufacturers are behind.
Well, there's, you know, several sides to every situation, but the two most vocal sides are the, you know, supposed conservatives that, gun control never works. We've got to just go buy more guns. So their response to everything is go buy more guns. And then you've got the, you know, liberal side where their response to everything is, let's just ban the thing that caused the problem. But as there was an analogy that I saw somebody post earlier today, it said, all right, well, if somebody driving a Mustang with a souped-up engine causes a 20-car pileup, nobody says, we need to ban sports cars because sports cars can go faster than the speed limit.
Well, then there's always the argument. I was saying this to somebody earlier. They were saying, well, you know, cars have liability insurance in most states. I know New Hampshire doesn't. But they'll say things like you have to have liability insurance. Right. It's registered. You have to get a license, that sort of thing, which I disagree with. But my concern right now is if they were to pass a ban on bump fire stocks because they supposedly convert a gun to full auto, I wonder how that would interfere with the National Firearms Act, because if it was considered a device that converts a gun to full auto,
right,
it would be in violation of the Hughes Amendment. And as you know, Chris, they had stopped registries for those in 1986. You haven't been able to register one since then. So these would basically have to be confiscated or turned in.
Right.
Because if it was considered a device to consider, I mean, if it was considered a device to convert a gun to full auto, it would be in violation post 86. Nobody would be allowed to keep them.
So, Stefan, you're trying to use logic here when dealing with the federal government, and they don't logic so well. We're talking about the same federal government that in, what was it, 1937 decreed that if you grow wheat in your backyard for your personal consumption and it never leaves your property, you are interfering with interstate commerce, and therefore we can tell you that you're not allowed to grow wheat in your backyard for your personal consumption.
See, my whole issue with being like, oh, you're talking about the same government that XYZ or whatever, is I'm sure there were people in government that voted against that exact same thing. You know what I mean? It just... This is my issue. Just with entire liberty activist political movement, our blanket judgments. It drives me crazy.
I want to
be like, oh,
the federal government doesn't logic.
I like just when people. I think we could actually have true reform in this country if we started holding individuals accountable and stop with the blanket judgments. So like, if people were like, oh, this bill is a terrible bill, and these are the exact people that did it, well then we know exactly who the problem is.
The problem
instead
is,
of blaming it on government, when
it's hard not to blame it on government when half of these rules, and the ATF's a great example, half these rules come out of the ATF. Declaring that bump stocks are legal wasn't an act of Congress. There's no politician to hold accountable. It was just a letter that came from the ATF that says, yeah, we think these are legit.
Stefan, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How do we hold unelected bureaucrats accountable? This is Free Talk Live.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, I would recommend Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Did you know that you can mine Bitcoin from the comfort of your house without going out and buying expensive equipment, without having to pay expensive equipment upgrades, without having to maintain your own equipment? You can do that at pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website is easy to use, and you can even calculate what you might expect to make right there on the website, pool.bitcoin.com. Not just that, you can also help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. And you're not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com, you're also doing activism while you sleep. pool.bitcoin.com. So I want to give a little bit more info and also correct something that I said. I thought that the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on the growing of the wheat was 1937. Chris, you were correct. It was 1940s. Was actually 1942. Case was argued in May 1942, re-argued in October, and decided unanimously November 9th, 1942. And again, it was Wickard v. Filburn. Filburn being Roscoe Filburn, an Ohio farmer who was growing wheat on his own property to feed animals on his own farm.
Can I just say that is a perfect farmer's name, too? What was that again?
Roscoe Filburn. The only better name with Roscoe is Roscoe P. Coltrane. And, of course, Heather has no clue who that is because she's just a youngin'. So let's get back into talking about Section 702. I think we fairly well explained what it is earlier in the show. If you're just catching up right now, try to very quickly re-explain. Section 702 is part of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, currently set to expire on December 31st, it allows the NSA, that's the National Security Agency, allows them to eavesdrop and store vast amounts of digital communication from foreign suspects living outside of the United States. However, as we found out from Edward Snowden, Section 702 also scoops up communications of Americans. They say here, including, so that means there's more than just what they mentioned, but including if they communicate with a foreign target living right overseas, and foreign target could be basically anybody.
Well, for example, I communicated with my English teacher from high school who happened to be living in Thailand at the time.
Yep.
So there you go. That's all it took for me to be included under this 702. And literally, my information was being collected by the NSA because I talked to my old English teacher.
And then not only are, you know, those things gathered up by the NSA, but once the NSA has them, they're subject to search without a warrant by the FBI, meaning that right, once the NSA has the info, no matter how they gather it, the FBI can then come in and say, yeah, we want to just look at all of this stuff.
Well, you know, especially with, like, the most recent, I don't know if you guys saw my wall, I posted the executive order that Trump had signed adding additional, like, sanctions for North Korea. Something like that, if you read the order, like, if you're affiliated with people affiliated with doing business with North Korea, like, you're impacted, too, by this order. If you were to work for some company, for example, that did business with you, right, and as a result of the sanctions on Korea, they did, you know, business with some company, and then they lost revenue, and it affected you, and somebody gave you money to help you during these tough times, they're forbidden from helping anybody who's affected by these sanctions, even if you're inadvertently somehow affected by it and you're taking a monetary loss.
Right.
The executive order prohibits anyone from helping you through that tough time.
Right. So if I were to donate money again to Liberty in North Korea, which I might just go ahead and wind up doing now.
Right.
You know, they help people escape North Korea.
Do they take Bitcoin?
I don't believe they do. We did actually have some of the Link people come to Keene a couple of years
ago.
Did ask them about it. But I know they weren't accepting it at the time. Not sure if they do now.
But I can just see that being like a use of that bill as far as the government side, where it's like they want to know who's affiliated with, you know, this, you know, pizza shop that's run by some North Korean dude. Anybody that goes there now is...
Right. You are now under the dragnet that the government has laid out and said, now you're subject to all these actions that we are legally doing.
Right.
And the question is
violation of sanctions are completely different from this Section 702.
Oh, yeah. But regarding Heather's point about the sanctions, I mean, for example, what you just talked about, what is it, Students for Liberty in North Korea?
No, there's Liberty in North Korea.
Liberty, okay. Yeah, Liberty in North Korea, which is an organization that is out there fighting for liberty in a horrible communist hellhole.
Yes.
It is the worst possible thing, but I would not be surprised that if under these sanctions, that the net would be broad enough that if Daryl and I send a donation to them, that probably falls under these sanctions.
Right. And I just wanted to point out that those sanctions are, again,
they are completely separate,
too, which is what we're talking about.
Bail you guys out if something happens.
But it is. It's that broad dragnet that they use. It's just we want all information about everybody. We'll keep coming up with new and creative ways to get it, and we'll claim that that's legal.
Right.
Well, your banking information is really what they want.
But yet the people making these rules of, we want to get all of your information, they want to keep theirs private. They don't want you knowing that they're spying on you. They just want to be able to spy on you. And again, the reason we're talking about the Section 702, there's a couple of proposals in Congress, one to sort of limit a little bit what the NSA is doing. And the article from Reuters says a discussion draft of the legislation, which Reuters was able to obtain a copy of, partially restricts the FBI's ability to access American data collected under Section 702 by requiring them to obtain a warrant when seeking evidence of a crime. The limit, however, would not apply to requests of data that involve counterterrorism or counterespionage. The narrower restriction on what some have called a backdoor search loophole has disappointed some civil liberties groups. Several organizations actually sent letters earlier in the week saying they would not support legislation that did not require a warrant for all queries of Americans who have data collected under Section 702. The legislation would also renew the program for 6 years and codify the NSA's decision earlier this year to halt the collection of communications that merely mention a foreign intelligence target. But the codification would end in 6 years, meaning the NSA could potentially resume that activity in 2023. The spy agency has said that they lost some operational capability by ending so-called about collection due to privacy compliance issues and have lobbied against a law that would make its termination permanent. Republican senators, meanwhile, introduced a bill earlier this year to just fully renew Section 702 without changes and also make it permanent, which means that if it passes, there would never be an automatic revote because, well, that's what happens when you make it permanent. Oh, well, it just goes on the books. And
right.
Then whenever anybody tries to introduce legislation to repeal it, you're always going to have the group that says, it's established law. Just go ahead and shut up.
Right. Exactly. That's the response.
There have been a lot of things that were established law that wound up being repealed at one point in time.
Kind of like slavery.
Yeah, the Fugitive Slave Act as well.
I don't think slavery was ever abolished. It just became more inclusive.
Yeah, the government broadened it to include all U.S. citizens so nobody would feel left out.
Exactly. But we're all paying the same in taxes now and working like slaves.
The White House and intelligence agencies support renewing Section 702 forever, but that effort is expected to face major resistance in the House, where an influential conservative bloc of Republicans earlier in the year said they would oppose renewal unless major changes were made, reflecting disagreement with the majority party. Separately, Senators John Cornyn, who's the number two Republican in the chamber, and Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein are working on Section 702 legislation that may also be introduced this week and include fewer reforms. Senators Ron Wyden and Rand Paul are planning to introduce a bill that would require a warrant for any query of Section 702 data. More on this, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.